This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Welcome. It's hour number two of Radio Night Live. And if you missed hour number one, the podcast at soundcloud.com/KMC Radio. You can also see the video podcast if you go to TheBingeThinker.com. We are thrilled to have you with us. And thank you to Kayleigh McEnany, who weighed in on the Russian indictments. We'll get into some of that with my next guest as well. She has a particular take on this because she is of Russian descent, and she's also a very talented writer for the New York Post. She is no stranger to Radio Night Live, though I was digging back through the archives, and I think, Carol Markowitz, it's been nearly a year since we've invited you back, so I apologize for that. But welcome to Radio Night Live on this Saturday. Good to have you. Carol, are you there? We're working on getting Carol. We're getting, she's we're being told. There she is.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Oh, you know, it's just technical stuff. It's, you know, you love technology, you hate technology. Sometimes it's,
yeah.
Can't live with it or without it. Hey, welcome back. It's been a year since we've had you, and I'm so sorry that it's been so long.
I know. It's so surprising. I feel like I talk to you all the time.
Well, for people that don't know this, my daily show, you do come on every Tuesday, and we talk about usually what you've written in the New York Post, although you're writing stuff for FoxNews.com and a lot of other places as well, and I want to get into a lot of your most recent stuff. But, Carol, let's start with the news. And just as a reminder for my listeners, you weren't it's very fair to say you were not a Trump supporter during the campaign.
No, I wasn't. No.
You've been very fair with him since he's been in office, and I give you good credit for that. But the Mueller investigation has been one of those things where I think depending on your partisan leaning, there's been a lot of angst about it from different camps. And when it came down yesterday that he had actually gone out and indicted not any Americans, but 13 Russians, three Russian companies, and 17, I guess, different entities of different things. What was your reaction, and what do you think's happening here?
Well, I think all along I've been thinking that, of course, Russia tries to get involved in our elections. It's like, it's so naive.
And everybody admitted that, by the way. Even Trump admitted that. So it's
absolutely right. I think it's been going on for a long time. If you think this is the first election that they've tried to involve themselves in, that's naive. And I have to also say, it's not just Russia. Like, of course, other countries. We're America. We're the most powerful country in the world. Plenty of countries are going to get involved in our elections, both covertly and openly sometimes. You know, one of the big controversies in the 2004 election between John Kerry and George W. Bush was that John Kerry said that all of these foreign leaders were telling him that they hope he wins. I mean, that's, you know, if he's talking to foreign leaders, that's involvement. That's exactly what Trump is accused of.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So it happens all the time. I think what's shocking to Democrats is that there is a country that preferred a Republican, and that is so surprising to them. And the idea that Russia has not always targeted our elections and always targeted our country in some way and tried to sway the world away from us is just pure naivety. Of course they do that.
Well, let's talk about some of the specifics that they examined yesterday. And Rod Rosenstein, I thought, did a little bit of service to save his own image. He's taken on a lot of hits for, you know, is he doing the right thing by having the special counsel and so forth. And I thought his explanation of these indictments was very helpful. At least it was for me as someone who has to report on this. But one of the things that was a little bit new to the discussion was that the Russians, they were trying to break into everything everywhere. That, you know, not only did they get into Hillary's unsecured server in the bathroom, wherever she was keeping it, but they were trying to pose for Bernie. They posed both for and against Trump. They posed for Hillary at some point. There was there was this general kind of chaos that they were trying to create.
That's their goal, for sure. For sure it's chaos. And the idea that Hillary Clinton lost this election because of this Russian intervention is just preposterous. Russia did not make her not go to Wisconsin. Period. End of story. She lost the Rust Belt, and she did not lose it because of Russia. She lost it because she seemed like an out-of-touch, you know, career politician where they wanted something new. And again, like you said at the beginning, I was not a Donald Trump fan. I did not vote for Donald Trump. I mean, I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton either, but I was in no way a supporter, but he spoke to these people. Something about him resonated with the Rust Belt, and it had nothing to do with the Russian hacking.
And I saw it and predicted it early on, but it was there were people that did not think that I was of my right mind when I was doing so.
I happen to be one of those people.
No, you were always very respectful, but there were people that were not respectful.
But I, when you texted me, it was a few days before the election, we were talking about who was going to win, and you were like, I think he's going to take the Rust Belt. I literally was like, cuckoo, yeah, right. You know, I was like, no Republican wins the Rust
Belt. Well, to your credit, you never expressed that to me, so I was always very thankful. But let's touch on that element of it, because not only did Rosenstein say that no American willingly cooperated with the Russians, which should that's a pretty declarative statement. No American was willingly operating with them. That seems to me to end the charter for the special counsel if it's a true statement. But the second part of that statement is, and you touched on this, nothing about this interference had any, and Rosenstein emphasizes, had any impact on the outcome of the actual election.
Right. I mean, the idea, you know, who has ever had their mind changed on the Internet? Like, who has ever had an argument on the Internet that ended with, huh, you know what, maybe I will vote for your candidate. You know, that just does not happen. And, maybe they made Bernie's popularity seemed larger than it was through their post, or maybe they talked up Trump. But so what? You saw that happening from real accounts too. You saw that happening, you know, with named people, with people on TV. There are supporters of every candidate. The fact that some of them happen to be Russian trolls is irrelevant. It had nothing to do with Hillary's loss.
It absolutely underscores what you said, which is that she just ignored the voters of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, North Carolina. These are all states that Obama had taken easily, and they were far closer and in Trump's column more than they should have been. And by the way, they don't seem to have really caught on much that tax reform and job creation seems to be speaking to the same people, because his numbers in those areas seem almost as strong as they were on Election Day.
Absolutely. I think that the tax plan that ended up getting passed was much more widespread. It helped more people than anybody had imagined. And I had an Uber driver the other day. Like, he's like, oh, how many kids do you have? And I was like, 3. And he's like, oh, you're going to get this refund, you know. And I mean, everybody's talking about it. You know, the Nancy Pelosi, that this is just crumbs. These aren't crumbs to people. You know, saving $1,000 a year or more is not crumbs. And it just shows how out of touch the Democrats are. I had, you know, in my estimation of who was going to win the election, I had Trump winning Ohio and North Carolina and Florida. And again, I have to go back to that Rust Belt, because that is what I saw as completely improbable. I did not think that a Republican could win that. And what they were saying is, the status quo has not worked for us. We're going to try this new thing. And, you know, it seems like it's working out for them.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, lo and behold, he gets all these companies to start bringing jobs back and reinvesting back into some of those very places. I mean, Michigan, which has really been a troubled wasteland for politics, is the recipient of, what, 3 or 4 major car plants that are going to be built in going back into there, and that were going to be built in Mexico, and they're coming up there. So it's going to be interesting to see what goes on there. So a final thought on the Russian indictment.
Mm-hmm.
What and you know, if this is informed from your past or for your experiences as being from of Russian descent, you know, mm-hmm. feel free to weigh in, but. Is Putin that worried about?
I was born in Russia.
Is Putin that worried about, you know, who we are? That this is something that he's, I mean, this is heavily, he's heavily invested. I mean, this is a major organization that they uncovered, massive mm-hmm. departments that were working, almost 24 hours a day around the clock to try to do.
Yeah. Of course Putin's worried. You know, he rules with an iron fist because he could never, you know, free elections in Russia would produce a very different result than a Putin. And that's the other thing. I feel like there's trouble on the Republican side where they won't say that Putin is a bad guy. And he is a bad guy. And he's a bad guy for a number of reasons. And we should always support freedom and democracy for abroad.
No, I'm
and that is what
that.
He's afraid of.
Yeah.
That's what he's afraid of. He doesn't want us to spread our freedom and democracy abroad. He likes the way things are for him right now.
Well, and that's why I was glad that Trump signed that advanced sanctions package against him. So we're, you know, I think we've got to keep that pressure up. Carol, stand by. We are in the ladies' lounge. It's Radio Night Live. Live from New York. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com. Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York on a Saturday night. Every Saturday we are here at the same time and thankful that you can join us on Biz TV. Great radio networks like the Salem Radio Network, the CRN Digital Network, some ABC News radio stations, some Fox News radio stations, and of course GCN Live, which sends the radio signal out. We're grateful for all of those network supports and the 300 plus radio stations that we're on. We're grateful that each of you can join us. Again, just a reminder, we have just gotten word that not only in the northern Sudan region where we were working over the holidays to free human trafficked individuals, we our goal was 48. We were able to get 99 released. They were part of a 400 person slave release that just went down last week. But we have just gotten wind that they have discovered at least 80 additional slaves that are in places where the underground railroad can get to, and their release can be negotiated. So Christian Solidarity International is working with those involved in that, and if you want to help us release more, we think sometime around mid-May is when that release could go down. We need to get all of their supplies and things in order before that. 888-342-1010. $250 saves the life of one slave in northern Sudan under jihadist rule, and they get to return to home in South Sudan, the Christian South, where many of them are originally from. 888-342-1010 for all the information. 888-342-1010. You can also go to CSI's website, CSI-USA.org, I think is the website, or just click through from my website at TheBingeThinker.com and give online. All right, we're talking with Carol Markowitz, who's in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and she is a writer for the New York Post, also for FoxNews.com. You see her sometimes on the Fox News Channel and other places, and she has appeared in publications like Time Magazine and USA Today and others as well. Carol, it's always fun to have you on Saturday. Sometimes you're up playing poker or drinking bourbon somewhere, but
yeah,
tonight you're hanging out with me, and I'm grateful.
You used to offer a drink in the Ladies Lounge. What is it?
Well, we did. Here's the thing. You know what? I don't know. Maybe on the weekend we got a little more tidy about this, but for people that are just joining us, Carol, when we used to do a late night Monday through Friday show, we had that was where the Ladies Lounge started. Carol was our very first contributor on Tuesdays, and part of the ambiance of that segment was I always would buy a drink for the lady that was in the lounge that night. So if we were to roll back the tape, Carol, and tonight I had the opportunity to buy your cocktail, what would I be ordering?
I'm really into perfect Manhattans. You know?
Oh, you know what?
Fix me up one of those.
I've got one of those. And the difference in the perfect Manhattan and the imperfect Manhattan is?
Dry vermouth.
Dry vermouth, sweet vermouth in equal parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the difference for all the people that
you're,
don't
you're
know.
A very good drink fixer.
Drink fixer.
Craft cocktail connoisseur.
You know, for a woman who writes, you've got away with words there, lady. Hey, let's talk about a little bit of the school shooting and your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Sadly, when it broke out, what I always fear is going to happen is exactly what happened. You had 48 hours of anti-gun people screaming at pro-gun mm-hmm. people and pro-gun people screaming at anti-gun people, and there was really almost nothing of benefit that came from it.
Right. Yeah, it's super unfortunate. But that's what we end up doing after a tragedy strikes, and it doesn't offer any solutions. I guess I'm pro-gun, but the fact is I've never held a gun. I've never shot a gun. I believe in the right of the gun. It's not that I'm pro-gun. And so if I heard any solution that actually would limit gun deaths, I would probably support it, but I have yet to hear of that solution.
Ah. Well, I want you to check out my townhall.com column that comes out tonight at midnight, because I've got seven things, and this is based on our friends in Israel, seven things that we could do tonight that would eliminate school shootings tomorrow if we adopted all seven of these. So,
yeah. One of the things I've written about in the past, and I'm confident you mentioned this in your piece, is just better school security, locking doors.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's so simple. And people just say that they don't want to focus on stuff like that, like easy solutions that we can implement right away. Right. After Sandy Hook, I wrote about how locking doors is just such an easy one.
Yeah, no-brainer.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. Does it, and you know, the interesting thing about Sandy Hook and even the Douglas High School shooting, because they both had elements of the solution. Sandy Hook had the advanced electronic locks. They had the heavy reinforced doors. Now, he was able to still squirm his way in there. I don't know how he did it, but he was able to. But they did have at least, you know, that, you know, deterrent. In Douglas, they had wide open doors and no metal detectors.
When he was up
on the third floor of the high school, he wanted to shoot down and kill people on the ground, and they had the reinforced glass in the window, and he couldn't break through the glass with the gunshot. So if you could put some of these things in the same building, you would save lives.
Exactly. I think why people oppose it is like, we don't want to live like this. Well, we're living like this. The fact that you're in denial that we're living like this doesn't make us not live like this.
Yeah.
This is a thing that is happening.
And that's why I think Israel has such a hand up on us on these things, because they a long time ago said, there's bad people that want to kill us. We're just going to have to live with that reality. And now we're going to stop it. And they haven't had a school shooting in 20 years.
Yeah, and even if you want to not focus on, like, Israel, you know, people also give the example that Israel doesn't have gun ownership, which is not entirely true. But American Jews have to protect their spaces. And if you go to, like, a Jewish school in Manhattan, you'll see cement blocks outside of it. You'll see metal detectors inside of it. And these are good lessons for all schools. Like, why should office buildings in Manhattan have a high security when schools don't?
Right. That just doesn't make any sense. What do you make of the FBI not picking up on a tip on their tip line that said verbatim, this guy is about to go off and he's probably going to blow up a school?
Yeah. What's crazy about that is that the people who are saying we don't need guns, you know, we should ban guns, we'll have the authorities protect us. These are the authorities. These are the authorities that would be protecting us.
Right.
I don't have a lot of faith in them. It's so terrible that they somehow didn't follow up on any of this. It's really tragic.
Well, and that's a little bit of a larger discussion about the FBI in general, because you and I haven't talked a great deal about the dueling memos and the role that the FBI has played in the dossier and the aftermath of the House Intel Committee and the Senate Intel Committee's investigations. But what's going on at the FBI?
Yeah, like, they don't seem like a...
You got agents having affairs, you got dossiers that they're involved with. The FBI used to be this, like, stunning bureau that we had this immense respect for.
Yeah. Well, like anything, you know, conservatives are opposed to bigger government because this is what ends up happening. When you have a big government, you have inept agencies like this who don't have any oversight, who don't have anybody, making sure that they're functioning correctly. And that's what ends up happening with the larger the government gets, the more inept it becomes. And this is just one more example of that.
Can you hang with me five more minutes?
Sure.
I want to talk about your Sports Illustrated article for Fox News, because
I told
it was
somebody very smart in there.
Well, I don't even know that for a fact, but now I'm very intrigued at what you're going to say. It's Kevin McCullough. That's Carol Markowitz. You can read her in the New York Post every Monday. You can read her on foxnews.com, and she's got her own website, alarmingnews.com, as well. You can just Google Carol Markowitz and follow her. Actually, forget reading her. Follow her on Twitter, because that'll get you to everything she does, and she is funny. Like, I like real funny. Not like fake funny, like a lot of people on Twitter. She's real funny. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello. my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
It doesn't get any better than hot sardines on a beautiful night in New York City and a little bit of a good conversation, does it? That's what Radio Night Live is every Saturday. And we're honored to have Carol Markowitz with us in the final segment of tonight's Ladies Lounge. A little bit of overtime with her just because she has so much that she's written about and so much to talk about. And we didn't even scratch the surface of football in what a... Oh, maybe I shouldn't have gone there.
We don't talk about that.
Ouch. How long until preseason?
Seriously.
Like, they had such... Like, okay, there's a secret here. Carol and I are both Cowboy fans, so we did not have a good year.
No, and made worse by the fact that the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, though, you know, anybody that's the enemy of Tom Brady is my friend. So
yeah, it's tough, tough call.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you leave Bridget Moynihan mid-pregnancy for no good reason. You're just a dog for the rest of, like, the rest of my life. For you, in my book, you're just not a nice person. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Carol, the last week before the shooting and before the indictments, there was another cultural story that was kind of bubbling up that kind of had overflowed from last year. Everybody knows about the Me Too phenomenon of 2017. I think it was like 26 weeks of the year that you had a major headline of the week be related to sexual harassment and somebody filing a complaint against. It's incredible when you think about the length of a news cycle, how long the Me Too theme was the prominent news story of the year. I mean, really, considering what else was going on that year, that was really rather remarkable.
Right. I have two Me Too stories. I had one come out today and one coming out on Monday. I mean, it keeps going.
Yeah. Well, so Sports Illustrated, and this is very timely this portion of the year, they always release their girly mag. I mean, that's basically what it is. It's for 13-year-old boys to get their jollies with because they get to see nearly naked women for many times the first time in their life. That's been fairly, an objectifying piece of publication for the years that it's been out anyway. But this year they had some editor who was female, I guess, and she said, we want to stand in solidarity with the Me Too movement. Now, Carol, objectifying women's bodies by gawking at them and standing with the Me Too movement seems a little, incoherent to me. Am I wrong?
Right. Yeah, I think that I am probably more libertarian on women taking off their clothes and, you know, showing their bodies off than you are, perhaps. I think Kim Kardashian is empowered. She makes all the money off of her own body, and there it is. But in this case, it's a joke because the empowerment, the women are naked in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, which, as you said, is a magazine for men. It's not an empowerment magazine, no matter how you spin it. And they're using the Me Too umbrella to make it okay. And that's kind of just inappropriate to me.
Well, for the people that haven't seen it, what they did is they have these nude models and then they have these little sayings, like, painted on their skin, on like limbs and arms and so forth, and they say things like truth or nurturer or lover or, like, you know, really important, deep, really complex, profound thoughts that they have on their naked bodies.
Right, and again, the joke is that it's in the swimsuit issue. It's not in, I don't know, their own website where they're going to be profiting off of it. It's going to be men buying it to look at their bodies, not to read the words written on their bodies, and to admire them as objects and not as, you know, humans, not as full-on women.
You drew a distinction between the two of us, Carol, but I don't know that you would completely disagree with my position that the more that we do objectify women in this way, the less it sometimes becomes possible to take them seriously.
Well, that's the question, right? Again, going back to Kim Kardashian, who loves people to love and welcome the objectification. It's making her a very, very rich woman. I don't think that means that her husband doesn't love her or that she isn't capable of having a relationship where people, you know, she can't see her. She has three kids. I mean, she's a mother. She's a real person. She just happens to use her body to...
But she is exploiting. She is exploiting what other people would consider privacy, to do that. So if she's okay with that, then she shouldn't probably be offended at other people exploiting it as well.
I don't think she is. I think, again, the one thing about Kim Kardashian is that it's for herself. It's not for somebody else's benefit. And I appreciate that about her. It's like it's not something I would do, you know, even if I looked like her. But it's her own.
Lady, you're so much more beautiful than Kim Kardashian. It's not because beauty is not just a physical thing; it's a totality thing. And your mind, heart, and person make you everything that we have come to love about you. Carol Markowitz, reader at FoxNews.com, reader in the New York Post on Mondays. Carol, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks so much for having me. It was awesome.
Thanks. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, he is the big screen heartthrob of Samson. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, thank you for being with us from wherever you are joining us from, whether you're watching on Biz TV or listening to great radio stations or watching on digital channels through the interwebs. We are grateful that you're here. This weekend, the big biblical epic Samson hits theaters, and a man who is stepping up into the lead role of this character is doing so as his first lead role in a major motion picture. His name is Taylor James, and he joins us now. Taylor, thanks for stopping by.
My absolute pleasure, Kevin. Great to be here.
So when they came to you and they said, hey, Taylor, we've got the next role. This is going to be the role that you really, really want to do. And they told you it was the biblical character of Samson, who dies by basically imploding a building in on himself. What did you think?
I was absolutely blown away. I've prepared for many years working in this craft to play such iconic roles, and that's emotionally and physically. And Samson is a character who encapsulates all of that. So for me, when this opportunity arose, I've never felt a connection with material like it before. So I was absolutely thrilled and also hugely honored to play the role, because I will put a 3D performance and be the face and body and soul of Samson for many people all around the world.
Yeah. Well, and that's really true, because a lot of times, you know, when people come into a film environment, if they've read a book, they have a certain way of, like, thinking about what the characters look like in their own mind. But then when they see the character on the screen, some of those blanks kind of get filled in. So you became, basically, the look of Samson for what will be now, you know, until some other version of it is done and a bigger and more modern version is done, which won't happen for a long time. So you're going to be that person in their mind. Let me ask you about the story itself. What is it about Samson's life and what he experiences and goes through that you felt like you could relate to?
I think Samson is very relatable for everyone, young, old, male, female, because he goes from a transition of a young man of about 20 years old, where he's very impulsive. He's making a few foolish and maybe hot-headed decisions, and it's the ramifications of those decisions and those actions that we then chart him over the next 20 years. And I feel that everybody in their time has made similar decisions with slightly varying degrees of reaction. And for me, the one thing that made Samson so interesting as a character was why he was so reluctant to walk the path that had been bestowed upon him. And he was chosen. And it seemed, as a youngster, quite baffling at why Samson struggled and why he was known as this man who failed time and time again. So when I got a chance to look at him on a more emotional level, I really found that it was the reluctance was the key. He was a very reluctant hero. And as soon as I tapped into that, I found a wealth of emotion. I found a wealth of speech and a thread that goes through the story that you spoke about earlier, which connects all the dots. And for me, that was wonderful to have as an emotional range, and also the physical feats. You know,
sure.
He 1,000 men with some Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. He pushes the pillars and implodes the temple on himself, as you alluded to at the beginning. There are so many fantastical physical feats which are needed to be up on the big screen. But also, in this modern day and age, humans need an empathy. They need an emotional cord with a character. So for me, I wanted to bring a Samson to the screen that had a huge emotional arc as well as a physical arc. And that's, I think, what we've all done as a team.
You got to work with the bionic woman who played your mom, Lindsay Wagner, who, you know, okay, confession corner, when I was a little kid, I had a big crush on the bionic woman. I thought she was really pretty. What was it like to play her son? How did the two of you get along on set?
I don't know where to start. First of all, she's pretty to absolutely everybody. She's one of the most outside-in, most beautiful women I've ever met in my life. And then we talk about the inside. She is so kind and she's so caring and compassionate. We just had a wonderful little jaunt around doing some press for Samson. But prior to that, when I was over in Los Angeles only a couple of months ago, we met for lunch. And I think that's testament to our relationship that was created on set. Because she is a wonderful woman. She is easy to look at, but also so easy to be around. And as an actor as well, I managed to sponge and gain as much insight and information off her as possible. And I'm just hugely thankful for that. It's the same as working with Rooker Hauer, you know, Academy of
Right, Wisdom. Right, right.
Just just a mercurial, cheeky comedy character that I just was so blessed to have as my father. So I have a half superwoman as my mother, and I can't say the word, but somebody as my father. He's just,
right.
He's a, let's say that.
Yeah. Well, and we're talking about the characters in the movie Samson, if you're just joining us, and we're speaking with Taylor James, who's the lead character. Taylor, I think this is your first effort with PureFlix or any type of faith-based movie company. What was your experience along those lines?
Yeah, correct. It is my first genre with both departments, really. And I think, for me, I saw the story at the heart and removed the faith element behind it. But you couldn't help but notice that the heart and the integrity and the virtues of the creative team are just what you want to be working
sure.
around. And I feel a lot of people who have religion as a part of their life, they carry the same morals and ethics and virtues as I said. And it's something that has made a lasting imprint on my life and something that I will definitely heed when I'm moving forward in my career.
Excellent.
Because to do what you love is great, but to do around the people you love as well is even better.
Final question, and thanks for your time. What was the one thing about Samson's life that you felt like you learned the most from in doing this movie?
That God is always willing to forgive. In Samson's journey, you know, he failed time and time again, and it's that moment of ultimate humility to God right at the end where he gets the moment of redemption.
That's really well said. Taylor James, thank you so much for being with us on this Saturday evening as well. When we come back, we'll give you a sneak preview of what Samson looks like as we wrap things up. It's Radio Night Live. Do not go away.
Kevin McCullough. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So glad you're with us on Saturday nights. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. And don't forget, at midnight tonight, townhall.com publishes my 7 things that will eliminate school shootings immediately. Please read it and forward it to every school member, school board, school association you have access to. And let's start creating change for our students now. The time has come. All right. We just visited with Taylor James. Here's a sneak preview of his big movie hitting the movie screens and theaters this weekend.
Stories of possibilities and hope. Hope is rebellion. Samson, of the tribe of Dan, chosen by the living God, gifted with his power to be his hand of vengeance. If he wanted a fight, you should have brought more men.
And that's in theaters this weekend. I think it's going to be a fairly big hit, so I hope you enjoy, and we will talk more. There's actually a couple of other films that are going to be in theaters in the next couple of weeks that I'm pretty excited about. One around that song, I Can Only Imagine, the true story of how that song came about. It's coming to the big screen soon. We will have the writer of that song and the person that the story is based on all coming up on Radio Night Live as well. Thanks to Carol Markowitz. Thanks to Taylor James. Thanks to Kaylee McEnany. Thanks to you, for those of you that are there. Thanks to the Facebook crowd who knew all about our special arrangement today. And for those of you listening by way of radio and TV, you're just going to have to keep wondering what that's all about. Maybe get over on the Facebook side and see for yourself. This is never going to go wrong. Follow me on Twitter at KMC Radio. You can also join us on Facebook, facebook.com/KMC01. The website, TheBingeThinker.com. And, of course, the SoundCloud audio file podcast page, SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio. Kevin McCullough with you. It's crazy, but I'm on the air technically all 7 days of the week. Now, part of that is because Biz TV reruns this broadcast at 11 p.m. Eastern, so then it spills into the next day that way. But there's also stations airing my weekday show on Sunday nights as well, so it's just goofy. I'm never not on the air, but join me online. Always love to hear from you. Email kmcradio@gmail.com. And until we join you next time, have a great week from everybody here at Radio Night Live.
I know I must be dreaming, and I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.